In fact, this is only the second time since the Cuban Revolution began that a Soviet leader has come here. Gorbachev's advisors have surely told him that in those 30 years, this island has been transformed.
Castro has delivered the most to those who have the least. And for much of the third world, Cuba is actually a model of development. Education was once available to the rich and the well-connected. It is now free to all. On January the 1st, 1959, when the Cuban dictator Batista left the country for good, only a third of the population could read and write. Today, the literacy rate is 97%. Medical care was once for the privileged few. Today, it is available to every Cuban, and it is free. Some of Cuba's health care is world class. In heart disease, for example, in brain surgery. Health and education are the revolution's great success stories. When a visitor looks at the 1950 vintage American cars teetering along, there is an easy temptation to compare what is happening here with what Cubans have in America. In so many ways, it is an unfavorable comparison. But many Cubans compare themselves instead with some of their other neighbors. Haiti, Chile, El Salvador, Mexico.
You think of Cuba in comparison with the rest of Latin America, you'll find a very sound, healthy society.
And whatever the mistakes of this revolution, Cubans tend to blame the Communist Party or the bureaucrats. Rarely do they blame Castro.
Para mí es un Dios.
For me, he is God. I love him very much.